City.
Hi, is Anil there?
Who's this?
This is Jawa Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, Jawa, how are you?
Oh, this is Anil? Oh, perfect. So your file was sent over to the underwriting department yesterday, and I just want to do a little quality control just to make sure we're on the same page as far as what we're looking to accomplish. Do you have a few minutes to chat right now? Okay, perfect. I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of basic information on the business. I have you as the 100% owner.
Yes.
Okay. And it looks like you've been in business since 2012. Okay. And it looks like you're working with Julian on your file.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so according to my notes here, you're looking for about 50 to 80,000.
Yeah.
Okay, and can you tell me a little bit about the use of funds?
Oh, there's going to be more for the inventory.
Inventory?
You know, because it's peak season, so you can use a lot more funds to buy new inventory. You know, get cash deals, make more profit out of it.
Yeah, and who do you normally buy your inventory from? Is there like a specific vendor?
Distributors, vendors.
Okay, and having the larger amount of like the 50 to 80,000, is that going to be able to basically when you buy more, you get a discount?
Yes.
Okay, and are
paying
they
paying in front so you get more money? Better deal.
Right, and are they all going to be perfume, colognes, things like that?
Yeah, that's what I do only, perfume and colognes, nothing else.
Okay, and what type of like return on investment do you normally get? Your margins on the perfume?
Like about 30 to 35%.
30 to 35? Okay, not too bad.
Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Let's see here. And you only have one location, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Okay. And it looks like currently you have a loan with On Deck. Okay, and with a balance of 190. Okay. And how long ago did you take that loan out?
I think so. It's almost a year plus now.
Oh, okay.
2015? I don't know.
Okay. And is it like a two-year term?
It's a two-year term. It ends next year.
I see. Okay. And have you gone back to them to see if they were, if they have like a renewal option for you?
I haven't talked to them yet. Because Julian was calling me for a while, and I said, you know what, instead of renewing, let's see what Julian can offer me good.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and I see here in your bank statement, you also, it looks like you had a loan with Arch Capital back in June. Okay, and let's see here, is that Yellowstone for you? Because
yes.
I see a couple of inquiry within Yellowstone on your credit
Arch
report.
Arch is Yellowstone.
Okay, and I see a few inquiry throughout the year. Actually, in the year and a half with them, did you do a couple loans with them, or is it just the one loan?
No, I did like 2-3 short term loans with them before.
I see. Okay.
You know, they're like. We became friends kind of thing. You know? So it's ever, if you need 40 grand, you call them, take it for 3 months, pay them back. You know, short terms.
Yeah, very short terms, yeah.
Yeah, they're like 3 months, sometimes 3.5 months. You know, so they've been calling me all the time because, you know, thank God I've been good with them.
Yeah, so basically you're just looking for something a little bit longer than a 3-4 months.
Yeah, it depends, you know, what the rate I get. You know, if the rate is great on 4 months, I will go for 4 months. If the rate is great on six, I will go with six. You know, I always calculate the amount of money, the payback, the terms.
Right.
It has to fall into the picture. You know, if your money factor is high, I'm not going to go with it. I told Julian already.
Mm-hmm.
And it all depends where we stand on it.
Right, of course. It definitely depends on the terms. Okay. And let's see here. So it looks like what we're going to be able to do for you is something we call like a second position loan, basically a loan that's going to stand behind on the current on-deck loan you have. And for a second position loan, it's going to be a little bit shorter term. So it's not going to be a two-year term, things like that. It will be with 1 year and below, most likely within 6 months or so. Is that still something you're okay with?
Yeah, 6 months is fine.
Okay, sounds good. It looks like last year you did 2.6 mil in sales. Do you remember what you did in 2014?
2.1 or 2.
Okay, a little growth.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what you look for, you know, the growth.
Yeah, exactly. And for you, it's like, obviously the busiest season is the holidays, right? How much busier do you normally get?
3 times what we're doing right now.
Sorry, what was that?
I said we go like 3 times what we do right now.
Oh, 3 times. Oh,
playing,
wow.
If we are doing 150 or 200 a month,
uh-huh.
In the last month, we will do almost close to 500,000 or maybe more, sometimes 600,000 in 1 month time. That's why, you know, we keep the cash flow in the bank.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes we get better deals. Well, you know,
yeah.
We try to make it, throw the money out,
mm-hmm.
and buy it on a better deal so mm-hmm. we can make some extra percentage on some goods.
Mm-hmm.
So there where the profit comes from.
Yeah. Do you do anything online? Online sales?
No, don't have time. I'm not
going to. No.
Too busy at the stores.
Yeah, well, that's good. All right. Perfect. Well, it looks like I have everything I need to move the file along. I should have preliminary numbers for you to look at probably tomorrow. If you have any questions in between now and then, feel free to give a call to Julian, and he can answer any questions you have.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be either myself or another underwriter that will go over the term and options with you.
And what's your name, ma'am?
My name is Jia.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Sure, it's J-I-A.
Oh, J-I-A. Oh, mm-hmm. Jia.
Yeah.
Well, that looks like an Indian name, J.
Oh, it's Chinese, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, J-I-A.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
J-I. Yeah, it's loud.
J-I-A, actually. J-I-A. J-I-A.
J-A-I. Oh, J-I-A.
J-I-A, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, this is like, that's what, you know, because Julian been talking to me for a while.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know what, it's a very short term I'm looking for. I'm not looking for anything, you know.
Long,
like
yeah.
A year mm-hmm. or so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, okay, you know why? Let me see what numbers Julian will have. You know,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to Bank of Cardiff, so you think mm-hmm. it is a bank you're dealing with. And that's the time, you know, when I start talking to him and I came to know, you know, merchant financing, urban financing and all those things. I say, okay, you
mm-hmm.
know what, give me numbers. Because I get calls and, you know, because I think so the system works is once somebody pulls your credit, like a merchant financing or some cash advance people,
mm-hmm.
then all the world knows. And they all keep sending you letters like left, right and center.
Yeah, yeah, especially since you did some loans with Yellowstone, too.
Yeah. No, Yellowstone has been good with me. They've been calling me all, you know, 3 months already. We're not looking for any funds.
Mm.
We don't take it if you're not making money, you know. It's very simple because the money has to bring money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking to pay out of my pocket, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So either if your funds will make money, I will take it. If, you know, your terms and conditions don't work, well, you know, we'll let it go.
Yeah, of course. Of course, that's what it comes down to, you know, as long as it makes sense for you. But if what it sounds like is, you know, the program that we have here, I have a few in mind that I'm going to submit your file for. Sounds like, you know, is exactly in line with what you're looking to do, which is, you know, short term, not too short, but, you know, shorter than a year, and the amount that you need to get through the busy time for inventory. So, sounds like we're in line.
You know, cash stays in the bank, you know. Because, you know, the sales we make or the cash comes in and out of the bank,
mm-hmm.
they are like already set, like, okay, you know, 200,000 has to go to this guy because you're buying from this distributor, this has to get this day. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, this extra cash flow which we, you know, plunge in,
is
like for extra deals, you know.
Somebody
calls you and say, I have this, and for example, mm-hmm. you're paying for 30, and all of a sudden the guy says 25, you say, okay, 22, I pay you right now. You know, kind of thing?
Yeah.
You put a lot in there.
Yeah.
And that's like that 30% cheaper which you bought, you are right in ahead of the game, right from the start, go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
And whatever the extra you make, another 5-10 on the store, you know, you end up making money on it. So then you don't mind paying whatever rate you're paying at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yep, as long as it makes sense and you make money, that's all that matters, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Alrighty then. Do you have any other questions for me? I'm going to submit your file along now.
No, that's about it. And the rate and everything will come to know tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. We're working through all the little details now. And someone, either myself or another underwriter will give you a call.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Bye.